When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The Bench.
From Sony Music Entertainment and Gold Hawk Productions, this is Tagged. Episode 1, Where the Day Takes Two.
According to your passport, you've been to 6 countries in the last 12 days. That's a lot of traveling.
It's my honeymoon.
I see. How do you like it here?
The country or this jail?
I was referring to the country. How do you like Greece?
Where's my wife?
She's across the hall. When did you get married?
A few weeks ago.
Can you be more specific?
No.
Why not?
Remember.
He doesn't remember the date?
I'm sure he remembers. He was just being...
An asshole?
He's the wreck. I like him. I suppose you like him too. You married him.
July 5th.
What's that?
Our wedding date. In Bali, at the Fairmont Center. Would you like to know the color of my dress?
I'd like to know if you killed someone.
Really? You think I'll change my answer if you keep asking? No, detective. I didn't kill anyone.
And your husband? Do you trust him? Okay, tell me about last week.
You mean the followers?
Is that what you call them? Yes, I want to know about the followers. I want to know everything. All the relevant details that explain how you ended up here, sitting in front of me. Because, let me tell you something, young lady. I've been a detective for 22 years, longer than you've been alive. And this is murder. And people died. So start talking, Carly. Tell me everything. And remember, we are in Greece. This is where storytelling began. Make it entertaining.
We started in Portugal.
Lisbon?
No. A seaside town called Nazaire, home to the world's largest waves.
Up. These waves are epic!
You think? They don't look that big to me. Hey, remember that beach in Australia? What's it called?
Hurry up!
Okay, fucker! Don't yell at me!
We found this great spot. A little overlook off the main road with a perfect view of the waves.
Right here.
Are these shorts okay?
Yeah, you look great.
I hate it when you lie. I've gained weight, just tell me the truth.
Honey, there's a tsunami behind us. No one cares about your ass.
Actually, 1.4 million people care.
1.5. We round up, remember?
Round up your smile. 3, 2... Oh, that's gonna be a good one.
1.5 million followers. Wow, it's a lot of followers.
Well, it's our job. We're influencers. Travel influencers. Our account is called Where the Day Takes You.
OMG, Carly, I love your shorts.
Congrats on the wedding, guys.
Your shoes, Carly. Where did you get them? Hashtag jealous.
Did you catch a break? Emoji, I'm crying.
Loving your pecs, Trey.
Oh, emoji.
You're so cool.
Carly, where did you get them?
Wedding guys.
So you literally get paid to travel, is that it?
Yeah, literally. We have partnerships with brands.
Brands? What sort?
All kinds. Travel and lifestyle mainly, so everything from protein bars to underwear.
Underwear?
Oh, yeah. What's wrong?
I can't find it. Trey, what's going on? I have your balls in my hand, but where's the rest?
Relax, it's just sheath.
What?
It's a men's underwear brand. See? Keeps your cock and balls separate.
Oh my god.
You like it?
It's different.
Different? Is that a yes or a no?
It's relative.
What's relative?
A new meditation app. It's called Relative. They want to work with us.
No, we can't take on new sponsors. We're backlogged. We haven't even tried those cricket bars.
Correction. You haven't tried those cricket bars. I do not plan to.
Did you ever think your life could be this awesome? Hanging out in Portugal, fancy hotel room with your new husband who, you know, happens to have a lovely penis.
Oh. Well, I can't find your lovely penis. But no, I never thought I could be this happy. Honestly, I don't deserve it. Sometimes I worry. I'm scared I'm gonna be punished.
Punished? By who?
You.
Oh, yeah? Come here.
And then we fucked. Why? Do you want details?
No, not unless they're relevant. Are they?
No.
Okay, then. So tell me something relevant. How about this other couple whom you refer to as the followers? When did you first become aware of them?
In Barcelona.
Food, glorious food. Guys, it's Trey here, along with my beautiful wife, Carly.
Hey!
We're streaming live from downtown Barcelona at the world-famous La Boquera. Honey, am I saying that right?
No.
Well, as you can see behind me, it's a giant outdoor market. And for the next hour, we're going to eat, drink, and answer all of your questions. And despite the heat, I'm feeling fresh as a daisy because I'm wearing Sheath underwear. That's right. This segment is brought to you by Sheath.
Carly, I love your sunglasses. What brand?
You guys are perfect.
Trey, how do you like Sheath, man? Are you chafing?
Enjoy Barcelona. Oh, have you seen the Gaudi church? What's it called?
Sagrada Familia.
The church was...
It's surreal.
Well, you have to see it.
Wow.
It's so big and intricate. A patchwork of stone and stained glass. Like a maze, but built up vertically towards the heavens.
Holy shit.
I know. It's unreal.
Holy fucking shit.
And it's not even finished yet. We have to come back when it's done.
I'm not talking about the church. Look.
What the? Is this a joke? Did you Photoshop this?
No.
Who are these people?
Super fans, obviously.
This was taken in Nazaire.
Yeah, the giant waves.
Oh, she's wearing my same shorts. She's wearing my dress.
And your sunglasses, your shoes, and look, there's more.
No, oh. You talk. You go outside.
Sorry. We're sorry. Come on.
Well, they say imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Look at the guy. He even stole my tattoos.
Well, not all of them, I hope.
Look at the name of their account.
Oh, Trey, that's not imitation. That's parody.
What was the account called?
Where the day takes two. They were clearly fucking with us.
They're not fucking with us, not necessarily. They're following us. Isn't that what we want?
Yeah, online, not on our honeymoon. They even imitated our poses, Trey. It's creepy. How did you find this?
They tagged us. Look, they're here in Barcelona. They took a picture at La Boquera.
You're still saying it wrong. Shit. They posted this 5 minutes ago. They're right on our asses. Oh, they're probably watching us right now.
You think?
Hello? Come out, come out, wherever you are.
Do you think this is funny?
A little, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't. It's a bit extra, don't you think?
I think you're beautiful. I'm just tired. Come on, let's go back to the hotel, take a bath.
Yeah, maybe.
So let me get this straight. This other couple, they were following you around Europe like shadows, wearing the same clothes, stopping at the same locations, and taking the same photographs.
Yeah, the exact same photographs. The same poses, the same framing, the same filters.
I understand. What about their faces? Did you recognize them?
Have you ever felt like escaping to your own desert island? Jane Gaskin did exactly that, trading in the family home to begin a new life in the tropics. But she soon discovers that paradise has its secrets. I'm Alice Levine, and this is The Price of Paradise, the island dream that ends in kidnap, corruption, and murder. Wish you were here? Follow The Price of Paradise now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to True Spies, the podcast that takes you deep inside the greatest secret missions of all time.
Suddenly out of the dark disappeared Bin Laden.
You'll meet the people who live life undercover. What do they know? What are their skills? And what would you do in their position?
Vengeance felt good. Seeing these people pay for what they'd done felt righteous.
True Spies from Spyscape Studios, wherever you get your podcasts.
What about their faces? Did you recognize them?
Did you notice in every photo their faces are turned, but just slightly, so you can't see them clearly? It's fucking annoying, right?
We can contact Instagram. I know a guy there, Zeke. He'll give them a warning, maybe remove their page.
Kind of a bitch move, don't you think?
Bitch move.
They haven't done anything to warrant a response. Let's think about this.
Whoa, what? Careful. You're splashing water all over the floor, Trey.
Who cares? It's a hotel. You know what I think?
What?
It's a small page. They're nobodies. They just want attention, so fuck them. Let's not give it to them.
Maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right.
I guess if we acknowledge them, it'll become a thing.
But if we ignore them, they'll stop. US number.
New York or LA?
720.
Oh, that's Denver.
Hello? Indeed. Who's this?
Who is it?
I don't know.
Is that Carly? You want to put me on speaker.
Okay, you're on speaker.
Hey, Carly, Trey, good evening. It's evening there, right?
Yeah.
Look, I know it's your honeymoon, I'm sorry, but I tried contacting you by email, I never heard back.
Sorry, how did you get this number?
Oh, I mentioned it in the email, Roscoe Griffin.
Who?
Happy Spoon, they're one of your sponsors. He's an influencer who works for them. He says your friend.
Right, Roscoe, yeah, I know him.
Sorry, we're just, we're a bit frazzled at the moment.
Yeah, we have stalkers.
What?
She's kidding. What's this all about?
Well, first off, I wouldn't be bothering you like this, but I have a very unique opportunity for you, both of you. It's urgent.
Okay, we're listening.
My name is Evie Feldstein. I'm the founder and CEO of a new meditation app called Relative. It just launched, and already it's had a profound impact on thousands of people around the world. And frankly, I think it's perfect for your brand.
I see. Well, you know, we'd have to think about it.
Of course. Since I have you on the phone, can I just tell you a little bit more about...
Forget the meditation app.
Why? It's part of the story.
Get back to the followers. Did you ever contact your friend at Instagram?
Yes. The next day, on the train to Paris, I was on my phone looking at their pictures, and I noticed something. Something I'd missed.
Whoa, Trey. Look at this. She's got the same engagement ring as me.
What? No, that's not the same ring. Yes,
it is. Look. Here, I'll enlarge it. Look.
It's similar. I'll grant you that, but it's...
Trey, most rings are diamonds. Mine is sapphire, and look at the color. I'm telling you, it's the same ring.
Did you forget the fucking ring?
What? What's wrong?
Nothing. I just... You know it's just a placeholder, right? I swear, as soon as I pay my brother back, I'll get you a diamond ring.
Trey, who are you talking to here? I don't care about diamonds. I care about you. And this ring. It's not a placeholder. It's perfect. Because you gave it to me.
Sorry. I didn't mean to snap.
It's okay. You're probably just hungry. Here, try one of the cricket bars.
I think I'll go get some nuts.
Trey, can you grab me a water, please?
Of course, my love.
Zeke, hey, it's Carly.
Carly, who?
Elton, that's my new last name. I'm on my honeymoon with my husband, Trey. We're travel influencers.
Right, now I remember, I think. What's the name of your account?
Where the Day Takes You.
Good name. I'm pulling you up right now. Oh, wow, good numbers. Very good engagement.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling. We have a situation.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, it might be a situation. You see, we're traveling around Europe and there's this strange couple following us. But like, they're not just following us, they're dressing like us, like exactly like us.
Okay.
And copying our photos.
Wow.
Yeah.
And?
That's it, but... Isn't that a little disturbing? They even named their account Where the Day Takes Two.
I see. So this is like a copyright thing?
Maybe, but it's not about that. It's more the vibe I'm getting.
The vibe?
Yeah.
A bad one. Have they threatened you?
No, not directly.
How about indirectly?
Well, does intimidation count?
Look... We have a strict policy when it comes to harassment, so if they do anything that crosses the line, you can call our helpline.
Okay, but what about you? I'm talking to you right now.
I don't handle incident reports. I'm in quality control.
I'm sorry, what's the difference?
Hey, I'm back.
Okay, well, all right, Zeke. I gotta jump.
Of course.
Thanks for your help.
Here.
Who was that?
Just my friend at Instagram.
Oh. What did he say?
To call back if things escalate.
And so what happened in Paris? Did things escalate?
That's putting it lightly.
The first day was great. We hit all the usual spots, you know, the Louvre, Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
We were trying to put the followers out of our minds.
Yeah, that's perfect. Stay still.
Okay.
Okay.
Day two, we went on a little food adventure, searching for the best croissant in Paris.
Look at that. Like a cloud.
Yeah. A cloud raining butter.
Okay. That's it. Now jump. 3, 2, 1, jump!
I was wearing a white skirt that day. That's a key detail. A white skirt with a green snake wrapped around the left leg. It's one of a kind.
How do you know?
Because I designed it. Fuck me.
What's wrong?
Look, they're here in Paris.
Shit, again.
They've copied our photos again, Trey. Louvre, Eiffel, same poses, filters.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, what else do you see?
Your screen's cracked.
She's wearing my skirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she ripped you off. So what? Wore it better.
No one has ever seen this skirt except for you, Trey.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, I think so. I don't know. I might have posted one picture on Etsy, like a million.
Boom. There you go.
Yeah, okay, but she would have really had to dig.
Well, then they're dedicated, clearly.
No, this isn't dedication, Trey. They're sending a message.
What message?
I don't know, but it's working. I'm scared.
Okay, all right, let's think. Let's make a list of enemies. Is there anyone we've pissed off lately? Ooh, it could be your sister.
Forget this. I'm calling Zeke back. Whatever. We've got him this time. Copyright infringement or whatever the fuck he said.
Hello.
Zeke, it's me, Carly again. You said to call back if things escalated. Well, they've escalated.
Okay, well, like I said before, it's the helpline you want. Hold, please. I'll transfer
no,
you.
No, Zeke, I want to talk to you. Oh.
Hello, helpline. Please state your name, account name, date of birth, and please note this call is being recorded for internal data.
Carly, look. I posted a picture.
I'll call you back.
Where are they? A museum?
A gallery. And she's still wearing my skirt. Crazy bitch. Wait, look. Read the caption.
Paris City of Lights, heading into opening exhibit at the Gagosian. Am I saying that right?
No.
Oh, who cares? We've got them. Let's go.
To the gallery?
Yes, come on. Let's go find them.
I don't know.
Carly, you're the one who's been pushing for this. You said it yourself. They're flexing on us.
I never used the word flexing. And we can't just walk into a gallery, Trey.
Why not?
Oh, it's a new exhibit. We're in Paris. There's gonna be a list and...
Hey. What are you afraid of?
Well, isn't it obvious? These people are psychopaths.
Well, if that's the case, we have to go. We can't walk around in fear. Fear isn't a part of our lives. I made that vow to you at our wedding.
Okay. But if we go there, if we find them, what are we gonna do?
Confront them.
What does that mean, Trey?
Talk to them.
You promise? No violence.
No violence. We'll kindly introduce ourselves and ask if they fancy an orgy. Hey, I'm serious. Why not? We're narcissists. Might as well fuck our doubles.
You're crazy.
You're beautiful. Now, let's go before we lose them.
Is he violent, your husband?
No. No, I wouldn't say that.
But he has a history of violence.
Not that I'm aware of.
And why were you concerned?
My husband is very protective when he needs to be.
In other words, violent?
No. He's a man.
I realize being a man is not fashionable these days, but it's why I married him. He's not afraid to defend me.
So what happened next?
We took a cab to the gallery.
Is this it?
Yeah, but look, there's like 100 people in the line tray. There's gonna be a list. We're never gonna get in.
Well, fine. Just follow me.
Vous êtes sur la liste? Are you on the list?
No.
Yes, we are.
Are we?
We're on the only list that counts, madame. Instagram. See that? We're influencers. 1.5 million followers. Which means if you let us inside through those doors, if we like the paintings in there, 1.5 million people will know about it.
There are no paintings. The artist Jim Sturrell works with light.
What is he, an electrician?
Trey, come with me.
Where are we going?
There's always a catering entrance. Come on.
She was a little pretentious, don't you think?
She was pretentious?
What, me? What did I say?
Nothing. Here we go. Come on.
Hello. Bonjour.
This way.
You really know your way around. Have you been to this gallery?
No, I'm just very smart.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
All right, here we are.
High society. Makes my skin crawl. Well, did you see him?
Not yet. There's like 200 people in here.
Well, we're looking for ourselves. Should be easy.
Well, finding yourself is harder than finding anyone else.
Damn.
What are you doing?
I'm writing that down. It's a great meme.
Stop. Let's circulate.
Okay.
Wait, Trey, just hang back.
You said to circulate.
We can walk around the perimeter. I don't want anyone sneaking up on us.
Nonsense. I want to see the art.
Trey!
Come on!
It was all very fancy schmancy. People wearing suits and gowns, drinking wine and eating finger foods.
How was the art?
James Turrell? He's very trendy. The Kardashians love him. He makes these floating balls of light. They're supposed to be meditative.
They don't look meditative to me. More like strobe lights. In fact, they're giving me a headache.
He's inspired by Caravaggio.
Who?
Michelangelo Merisi da Caravaggio. Master of light.
Look at you. I didn't know you were the Wikipedia of art history.
Hot and smart. Imagine that.
And I'm dumb and ugly. What's in it for you?
Trey, do you really think they're here?
I don't know. Just keep an eye out. And remember, we're looking for the second hottest couple in the room.
That's what I love about you.
What?
Whenever I'm scared, you always make me...
Well, I make you laugh.
Trey.
What, do you see them?
Come here.
Carly, what is it? Do you see them?
No, I just panicked.
Okay, why are we hiding?
I don't know, just
Let me breathe.
Oh, shit.
What?
I see them.
The followers?
Yeah, by the entrance. You see them? That's them. Come on. Yeah, excuse me. Sorry. Sorry. Thank you. Hey!
Trey! Be careful!
Hey, stop right there! Who the hell are you people, huh? Why are you following us?
So Trey! Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. Here, let me help. I...
Oh, man!
Jesus! Fuck! Trey, I'm coming! One sec! Here, let me help. I'm so sorry about this, really.
Carly? Carly! Is that you down there?
Hey, Spencer.
I thought it was you. Wow. You look great. You know that, of course, but... it's worth repeating. What are you doing here?
I'm on vacation.
With who?
My husband. I need to go find him. Nice seeing you, Spencer.
Wait,
Trey!
No. Excuse me, sorry.
Trey?
Fuckers, I was so close. I was damn it, they were just here. They've vanished. Either that or I've been blinded by these stupid lights. Fuck!
It's okay. Look, let's get out of here.
Hey, come out and show yourself!
Trey, hey, just... don't make a scene.
You want to make these stupid posts? Come on, then. Come meet your idols.
Is this him?
Spencer. Get out of here.
Who's Spencer?
I am. Pleasure to meet you.
Trey. Trey Elton. Well, quite a handshake you got there, sport.
Sport.
You're dressed so dapper, it seems appropriate.
Carly, my little escape artist, you really did it. You went through with it. You actually walked down the aisle.
Yeah.
Hey, who the fuck is this guy?
Trey, relax.
It's just a question.
Yeah, he's just an old friend.
Oh, that's one way to put it.
What's another way?
And do you want to tell him, or should I?
We were engaged.
Oh, don't worry, sport. This was years ago. Well, 1 year ago, and then a few weeks before the wedding, poof, she disappeared. Along with the ring.
What ring?
Trey, I can explain.
So start explaining what ring.
Oh, a big one. And judging by the one on her finger, I'd say you can't afford it.
Bastard! Ah! You think you're just gonna cut me out in front of my wife? Yes!
Stop it!
Fuck you! You don't know your wife!
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about!
You don't know your wife!
Monsieur, s'il vous plaît,
get him out of my face!
S'il vous plaît, arrêtez! Both of you! Out!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Wow.
Not my best moment.
To the contrary. That's one hell of a first act. Great setup. Fun characters. A sense of mystery, and most importantly, I'm left with an essential dramatic question.
What's that?
How well do you really know your wife?
From Sony Music Entertainment and Goldhawk Productions, you've been listening to Tagged. Carly was played by Jessica Plummer, and Trey by Ben Hardy. Tagged is created by Brett Nechin and John Scott Dryden, with music by Sasha Putnam and Eric Jorgensen. The executive producers are Jess Nelson and John Scott Dryden. Head of production is Leanne Richardson. Marketing is by Abby Brock and Emily Webb. The producer is Emma Hearn, and the production coordinator is Jennifer Mistry.